Welcome to the spoken words,
as you just heard loudly.
Yeah, sorry about that. I'm your host Amanda,
and I'm Ella,
and this is the English Department Radio Show,
and it is 9 a.m.
It is bright and early.
It's not bright, but it is early.
I think it's going to snow today, right?
I know.
Oh my god,
I'm excited.
So
it's winter storm warnings.
Feeling, the dream.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I'm feeling it.
I woke up and I like pulled up my shade and it was gray and cold outside. I'm like, yes,
this is when I am most powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's much nicer than spring, which is terrible. Ugh.
Spring is a nightmare.
I understand that everyone else listening to this and existing in the world as a human probably likes spring.
Probably. I sure don't.
I can like get behind it occasionally. Like, I'll enjoy one day of 70 degrees. Maybe. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'll be like, okay, fine. Everyone else is happy, so it kind of like rubs off. But winter and autumn are so much better.
Yeah. I can't do spring at all. I can enjoy some summer days.
Okay.
But I just, not spring.
Well, I guess spring in Minnesota doesn't really happen. It's just like melting snow and horrible.
And
yeah.
Yeah.
Spring in other parts of the country can be nice just because it's like dry and everything's blooming and it's 70 degrees and all that, but yeah. Yeah, and the occasional summer. I mean, there are things good about summer.
Yeah.
Ice cream.
True.
Swimming pools when you're a youth.
Not now.
I don't know. I haven't been in a while.
Okay.
The beach.
The beach.
Presumably, if you live by a beach.
I don't. Well, you can go to a fake beach.
There you go.
But.
There you go. But anyway, yeah, so welcome back from spring break, which is perhaps not such a spring break after all, since it is going to snow.
Woohoo!
And also, it all happened before spring officially started.
It always does.
Which was the 20th, I know.
I feel like spring break is always, most of the time, cold.
It is, yeah.
At least
here. Which I guess is why people travel if they can.
That's
and
fair.
Are so inclined. Good times. Do you want to talk about that time you went to the library over spring break?
No.
Okay.
Because it's not interesting.
I also went to a library.
Wow.
Yeah. It was the New York Public Library. It was
That's
exciting.
A little more impressive than my local tiny library.
I miss my local tiny library. Mm. I want to see it.
Mm-hmm.
My mom's sending me pictures. They renovated. Anyway, libraries. Huh. That's
what,
literary.
What are in them?
Books. Books. And computers often.
That's true. People.
People.
Carpets.
CDs often.
Bookcases.
Sometimes works of art you can borrow. Did he say chairs?
No.
Oh,
chairs. Windows.
Desks.
Most of the times.
Yeah.
Probably a bathroom.
Occasional toys, perhaps, for the children's section.
Yes. This is... Yeah. We should probably move on.
This has
on.
Been a list of things you can find in a library. Moving on, though. What's happening in our own library? And by library, I'm doing a synecdoche to refer to the entire English department by the library.
Okay.
You know, going wild.
Well, there's not too much going on. It's kind of low-key, but there are a couple things. There's coming up on April 1st, which is next Friday. Had to check that. Is a honors project information session, which is from 12 to 1 in Old Main on the fourth floor, in that big fancy room on the fourth floor.
Yeah.
Yes. So you should come to that if you are thinking about doing an honors project. You should probably come even if you're not.
Yeah, like
honestly, they
just
talk
get an
idea. About just everything that, you know, capstones in general.
Yeah,
I think
the different.
Yeah. I went to one way back when and it was helpful.
It was.
Even though I didn't do an honors project.
So. It kind of helped me decide that I didn't want to because, you know, they talked about other capstone options. They talked about what is beneficial about doing an honors project. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times for literature track, which I am, it kind of boils down to it's beneficial if you want to go to grad school. And I was like, well, I don't want to go to grad school, so I'm not sure that I want to slog through an honors project then.
There's also like independent projects that you can do and
yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, you should go.
Yeah.
It's
general life advice.
And informational.
Mm-hmm.
You should learn things.
Learn from your professors.
Learn lots.
Learn lots. Yeah. Go. Anyway. No fooling that's happening on April 1st.
Oh, I see. Yeah, it's actually a joke. You're going to get there, and there's just going to be some kids studying in that room.
What?
It'll be hilarious.
That is pretty
we'll
wild.
We'll have a big chuckle, a hearty chuckle about it.
I would giggle.
Yeah.
I would giggle regularly.
Regularly?
Yeah. That was not the right word. I'd like to apologize for that.
That was
moving
weird.
On. So, what writing contests are there, or perhaps magazines that you can submit to?
Well, there's the Spark, which...
Is that the Mag Weekly thing?
Is it?
I should know this. Research.
It's some kind of writing magazine. Anyway, they are taking submissions, but only until March 28th, which is this Monday. So hurry up.
You have this weekend to get yourself together.
They take a lot of stuff. I think they take all the normal nonsense as well as like academic writing as well. So you should submit to it. The theme, would you like to tell everyone what the theme is, Amanda?
Is the theme written on our Google Doc?
Well, you were saying it dramatically yesterday.
I was, but I have...
Friction.
Oh, yeah. Okay. The theme, sorry, is friction. However you want to interpret that.
Thanks for that.
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
It, you know, sounds dirty.
Oh, boy. Anyway. So, yeah, those are going on. So submit and come to information sessions.
Chanter is still accepted?
Chanter, is it? Yes. Yes.
I think so.
It's March 28th.
Yeah,
I think it's also the deadline for Chanter.
So get on that. We've been hassling all of you for weeks on end to submit to Chanter.
Yeah.
So I'm expecting Chanter to have to be inundated with submissions from our loyal listeners.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people wearing spoken words,
I still
muscle tees.
Oh, yeah, the muscle tees.
Yeah, we were going to do that.
That's right.
We're not actually going to do
look
that.
Look out.
For
like
our merch shops. And then we're going to do live shows, too.
Yeah.
It's just us
live
talking.
From treat night.
Just us talking in the lounge.
Just a normal thing.
What we normally do.
Yeah.
But, you know, it'll be fascinating for everyone.
No.
We'll be selling shirts.
Yes.
We're not.
I'll be selling shirts.
Oh, okay.
Amanda's shirts that I took out of her room.
Why are you selling my stuff? Wait, I actually do need to sell some stuff. If you need shirts, I potentially have some. Hit me up. I need to get rid of stuff before I move. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. It's fine. It's fine.
Let's move on.
Wait, while I'm thinking about it, actually, because they have still never sent out an email, so just like a little reminder to all the seniors, you have to order your cap and gown by April 1st.
An email?
I do not know.
I didn't even know about it.
It's been in the Daily Piper, but they have not actually, like...
Who reads that?
Yeah, they have not actually told all of the seniors collectively, so, you know, just be aware of that. Get that done. It's $25, I think.
Ugh.
Yeah.
All right.
Get to keep the tassel, though.
The tassel?
You can get a like memorial tassel or something. It's like blue and orange instead of the normal one.
What's your normal one?
I don't know, black or something.
Oh, okay.
But the way it says it on the website, this is probably an off mic discussion, but the way it's talking on the website makes it seem like the real tassel does not have the ear pendant thing.
Oh,
which like I kind of want.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they're like just trying to trick us into buying a dumb $5 extra tassel or what.
Maybe.
Anyway, so seniors do that. should we go to some music?
Let's throw them to some
music. Let's wake y'all up with a little music on this bright, cheerful day. Get excited.
Yes.
For some rockin' tunes.
Yes. First up is The Killing Moon by Echo and the Bunnymen, which feels appropriate for today.
It does. I'm feeling it.
Yeah.
Okay, have fun.
Welcome back. You are listening to 91.7 FM WMCN McAllister College Radio.
St. Paul, Minnesota.
That's the one. You're listening to The Spoken Words. I'm Ella.
And I'm Amanda.
You were just listening to Trouble by Robots Don't Sleep. Before that was Wouldn't It Be Nice by The Beach Boys. Before that was The Killing Moon by Echo and the Bunnymen.
The Beach Boys I added a few weeks ago to the playlist when it was sunny.
Warmer.
For a little bit.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, this will be thematically appropriate to the day.
Not anymore. We didn't get to it.
It's no longer appropriate. But, you know, it's like a sort of a joyful irony, I suppose.
Yeah.
Right?
We're mocking everyone that enjoys the sun.
Take that, sun lovers. At least I don't get sunburned today. That's the exciting part. Okay.
It's still early, Amanda.
I don't need this criticism.
My co-host here once got sunburned on a cloudy day in the shade under a tree. So
there was still solar energy coming down.
Okay, Amanda.
It's not my fault. I am pale.
Yes.
Slightly.
We know.
Whatever. Whatever. Anyway.
All right.
So, how about those... Oh, wait. Yeah, food corner. How about that food corner?
Well... All right. So what exciting thing is happening in the food corner today?
Oh my god. Okay. So it was
you got to take a moment to
the menu was reconfigured.
Yes.
When the forecast came out and we found out that it was going to potentially snow today. I don't know what the original plan was, probably something a bit more summery, but guess what we get because it's snowing? We get pizza bread. I would straight up marry pizza bread.
True.
No joke.
It's not 100% yet.
Okay.
But that's the plan.
Oh, never mind. So don't get too excited because it might not happen. But if
but
it does happen.
It's probably going to happen. Okay. That's the plan anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
I hope so. Anyway, it will be something warm and free and community building.
And tasty.
And tasty.
And with marinara sauce on it.
What if it's like soup?
Well, I'm still putting marinara sauce in my soup.
That's a problem. What if it's broccoli and cheese? Oh, God.
Marinara.
Oh, God. Who are you? Who are you? But anyway, yeah, you know, you know the drill. Second floor of Old Main, 4:30 tonight. Be there.
Hallway.
Or be square.
I'd rather be square. Can I be square and be there?
Well, you can because you're square eternally.
That's
no matter
true.
Where you are.
That's true.
Yeah. Unlike me, who is a cool kid.
You can't see my face right now, but I'm not impressed.
Wow.
Doubtful.
Would you not call me the coolest person you know?
No. I really wouldn't.
Okay, I'm a little offended, but I see your point, admittedly.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a leather jacket.
So am I. Not right now, but I have one. That doesn't make me cool.
I guess it doesn't, does
Maybe
it?
Maybe a little bit. Maybe a little bit.
I feel like we'd be more uncool if we didn't have leather jackets.
We have the potential to be cool when we're wearing a leather jacket.
We just don't actually reach it because we're idiots.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fair enough.
Yeah.
Are you also an idiot? Maybe. I'm turning it into like a radio ad thing. Then you should come to... That's a rude way to introduce
that.
I apologize.
That was a sudden transition there.
Would you like to potentially become cooler, more employed? Then you should check out the skill sessions that are being put on in the English department for English majors in the upcoming weeks.
There are three more.
There was one yesterday. They're being put on by Professor Andrea Castantonge. And I think maybe Penny's like co-hosting one of them. I don't know. Look at the posters. They're above the coffee. We know that you have all gotten coffee.
And looked at them. I taped them there, so you best appreciate.
I think because they all look identical at first, so you like glance and pay more attention to them because you're trying to figure out what's different. They are all different. They're all for different skill sessions.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, the plan is to sort of hone your ability to search for and actually get jobs after graduation.
Yes.
They each have a different theme. So the one yesterday was from 4:30 to 6 in that one classroom on the first floor of Old Main.
111.
And there were snacks, always. There were some chips and salsa and a little lemonade.
Ooh.
Always exciting. But anyway, the theme of that one was your skills. And it was to sort of remind English majors that you do actually have some skills that are wanted by many people, the ability to write being one of them, the, you know, the whole thinking creatively thing, arguing persuasively, working to deadlines, etc. We did an entire board on the whiteboard of different skills that we had after 4 years of college.
We have skills.
We do have skills.
Yes.
Potentially. I'm saying this to myself more than anyone else. While a tear rolls down my cheek.
Yeah.
Because I am unemployed. Anyway, so we also looked a little bit at a couple of different websites that you can use in your job search. And I think the three we looked at were Indeed.com, Idealist.org, and then BookJobs.com, which BookJobs is obviously more of a focus if you are interested in going into publishing. Idealist.org is good if you're sort of looking for maybe nonprofits or companies doing like advocacy for various issues, things like that. And then Indeed is just sort of the classic where you look for whatever job
is available.
Any corporate nonsense that you want to get into.
Corporate nonsense.
That's my plan after graduation. Yeah. And then we also sort of looked at specific job ads of jobs that are actually available and hiring right now. Looked through the job description and sort of discussed how we could best explain how our skill set would make us the best candidate for the job, like in an interview or cover letter kind of situation. And it was really helpful. It helped me better understand how to sell myself and the abilities that I've gotten here, which is obviously like what a cover letter is. So that's important. So anyway, that was, I was a little dubious because thinking about getting a post-grad job makes me just like tear up a little bit. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I don't know if I want to go to this. But I found it incredibly useful. And I would actually recommend going to the other ones. It was a really good panel. Or not panel, it was just Andrea. But it was a really good presentation.
There are three more.
There are three more.
Go to them.
I think the next one is the one on Friday, April 1st. Although potentially there's a... No. Okay, it's Wednesday, March 30th. And that's sort of more of a workshop one where you... I think you bring your resume. Mm-hmm. And you sort of like work on your resume with other people. I think talk about how to tailor it to specific jobs that you're looking for. So it's a good time. There were quite a few people. I think there were like 12 people or something.
All right.
That's good. Good times. So we will keep you abreast of that situation because there are other ones. They will keep happening. Look at the posters.
Yes.
Stay informed.
Do it.
Do it.
All right. yeah, so those are going on. We're going to throw you to some more music now. Yeah?
Yeah, let's all do right. it.
Up next is something, a song. Here we go. Oh, found it. Smokestacks by Layla. Welcome back. You're listening to 91.7 FM WMCN McAllister College Radio.
St. Paul, Minnesota.
Did I miss something? Whatever.
You said no, I think you're fine.
Doesn't matter. Anyway, you're listening to The Spoken Words. I'm Ella.
And I'm Amanda.
You were just listening to... That's not what that song was called. Bring Us Together by the Asteroids Galaxy Tour. Before that was I Love You by Woodkid. Before that was Smokestacks by Layla.
Music.
Words.
Spoken.
Let's stop this.
Okay, anyway... So since spring break was last week, there hasn't been a huge amount going on in the department because all of the students were gone, and then it hasn't like so much gotten back into high gear yet. So we thought since there maybe wasn't enough news to fill an hour, we could talk about something of interest to people who like the old books and stories and things. You dig?
Yes.
Yeah. So we thought we would talk about
adaptations.
We need music.
We do need like music. Adaptation. You also needed to say that in sync with me.
Okay, wait. Adaptations.
There you go.
Of books. We're talking movies. We're talking TV shows. That's pretty much all we're talking about. I could go on. I mean, I'm sure there's like radio serials.
Probably. I don't know about them, though.
Other things. But what we're familiar with our movies and TV shows.
Yes.
So let's get to chatting about.
How about that, Macbeth?
I didn't like it. I'm just
probably not true.
I'm just playing with all of y'all. We watched the 2015 version of Macbeth with some random white guy as the lead. I don't know who he is.
Michael Fassbender.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. And Marion Cotillard as Lady Macbeth for our class. I mean,
yes.
I guess it was like the Honor Society put it on.
I feel like.
But it was mostly for like the demonology and the Shakespeare classes taught by Penny. And it was
real
super
good.
Neat. I liked it. Mm-hmm. How about those colors at the end?
Lots of colors.
Oh my God. This is the coolest.
It was.
The blood.
Quite cool.
So anyway, it was a very bleak.
Bleak, bloody.
Bleak adaptation.
Visceral.
Yeah. I mean, when you have Macbeth, there are ways to go that would not be that bleak. I mean, there are comedic scenes within the play itself.
There's like one comedic scene.
There's like one comedic scene, TBH. But, you know. There's something. But they went full blood. I think that's what this adaptation was called. It was Macbeth 2015, colon, full blood.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
It was real good, though. Mm-hmm. I don't know. They kept all the, well, not all the dialogue, but like they spoke all the regular lines instead of, I don't know, changing the dialogue somewhat. Because they do that sometimes in adaptations.
That's true. That's
they don't do the actual dialogue, but they did the actual dialogue in this.
Most of them did Scottish accents. I don't know what
most of them?
Marion Cotillard was doing necessarily,
right.
But it worked.
She was just doing herself.
She was struggling a little bit with the Scottish, but that's okay. It's her second language. It's fine. It was distracting, to be honest with you. I was a little distracted.
Okay.
I don't know. That's probably my problem.
I mean, she always sounds like that, so I didn't.
Yeah.
But whatever.
That's fair. Anyway, so like in a more general way, I guess we didn't actually like talk about it off mic, but I feel like we agree anyway, so I'm just going to assume that we do.
I disagree.
Oh my God. The people who insist that books... You wrote this in the Google Doc, so you have to agree with it. The people who insist that books are always inherently better than the adaptations...
Incorrect.
...are annoying.
Very annoying.
Very. Like, why are you up on your little high horse of movies and television are not
high quality? I used to be one
quality.
Of those people.
Same.
And I grew out of it.
Yeah.
Because it's really annoying.
If you're not 12 and you still believe that, you should analyze yourself and be like, maybe I just prefer... one form of media over the other.
I mean, they do different things.
Yeah. It's two entirely different means of storytelling.
Exactly.
And when you are adapting it, you are adapting it to the other form.
It also bothers me when they make an adaptation and then people complain that they didn't stick every single tiny little detail into the movie. It's like...
you would not actually want to watch that.
No.
If they made... an 8-hour movie that included all of these small details that you can include in a book without being distracting or pointless,
long-winded.
Or long or annoying, but cannot do in visual media, you would be annoyed. You would watch it and you would be like, this has no compelling narrative.
Mm-hmm.
It is boring.
That would be more like a miniseries.
Yeah, which can be good.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, that's another thing. That I mentioned liking. I like the... I don't even know if it's a trend. Like I said, trend very certainly. And then realized that I feel like this has been going on for a long time. But
I feel like it might be a trend.
Okay, good. Of adapting books into like miniseries for television instead of just a movie.
I think that's a better idea.
I do too.
Just generally.
I think it fits better. Because I don't think that the type of story that you typically tell in a novel can... fit so effectively into a movie. Like there obviously are very good
sometimes, but
film adaptations,
especially long books.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking
series work better.
An entire season for one book of a series. I'm about that. Game of Thrones. I'm about that. Hannibal. Yes. What's even going on there? I don't know.
It's over.
Yeah. Well, that's true. But
Hannibal's real good.
Was Hannibal wasn't like a strict like one-to-one season per book thing, was it? It sort of...
No. It was meant to be a prequel to Red Dragon, which is the first book.
Okay.
But they, like, dropped in elements from it anyway. Like, in the last half of the last season, they did Red Dragon.
Okay.
But they also did stuff from all of the books, except for Silence of the Lambs, because they didn't have the rights to Clarice as a character.
Oh, okay.
So they couldn't do Clarice. Hey. But they had bits from... I feel like they had some bits from Silence of the Lambs.
Okay.
And the third book and the fourth book, which was a disaster. The fourth book, not the show.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Neat. And I feel like this is, because when I was saying that it was a trend and then instantly doubting myself, I was doubting myself because I feel like this has been going on a lot, at least in the UK, in terms of making like classic literature into miniseries. I feel like that is really common. Yeah. Like there are a lot of like things from the 80s that the BBC made.
Okay, so the Americans are getting on the bandwagon now.
Yeah, and I have always thought that that was a good idea. I don't know if you're familiar with this, but I have watched a number of British mysteries and things based on
all
novels.
All of them, apparently.
Okay. I had a family who I just said that in the past tense.
You had a family.
My family is still alive and well and continue to like British dramas.
Mm-hmm.
So I've seen a lot of these.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, obviously there are a lot of amazing adaptations of like classic canonical works of literature as well.
I keep meaning to watch that War and Peace that they just did.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, and they just did And Then There Were None, the Agatha Christie one.
Oh, yeah, with, what's his name?
Aidan Turner.
Yeah.
And a lot of other people. Like, every human being on Earth. Yeah. It was very good. It's very good.
I should check.
I also rewatched the Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell miniseries, show, whatever you want to call it, over break.
Pretty good.
Which is also real good.
Nice. I am... probably only like 40 pages into that book so far.
It's long
and I have not had a huge amount of time, and it's gigantic, so I did not take it with me over spring break, so I'm still getting through that.
That's fair,
but
it's quite long.
It's good so far.
Yeah,
I don't know if I should watch the miniseries before finishing the book or not. I don't know. That's another thing. I never know, like, I don't know what the best way to do it is.
I think
for
it
me
or depends. I read the book and then I watched the show.
Okay.
Which
do you always read the book after seeing an adaptation or before seeing an adaptation? Or do sometimes you just enjoy the adaptation itself?
I don't know. I feel like it depends.
Yeah.
I feel like I do it differently. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to like
I don't have
turn
a
this
rule.
Into
a,
an interview. So, Ella.
Yes.
What do you do?
I feel like... I don't know. I feel like if it's a really long book, I watch the miniseries first.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's faster to get through, and then, like, getting through a book that long can sometimes be a slog.
Yeah.
Like, learning all the characters, but then once you've already seen the show, you know the characters, so it's faster to get through the book.
Yeah. That makes sense.
I don't know.
Hmm. But then sometimes you understand the show easier if you've seen the book. I feel like that was the case with Game of Thrones for me, because I'd read, I think, all of the books by the time I started actually watching it. And that helped because there are more than one character in that show.
Really?
A few.
I hadn't noticed.
At least two.
At least
per
two.
Episode. And that assisted me in getting through it.
Yeah.
I don't know. What are other things to talk about with adaptations? We don't have a lot of time, but...
I was going to say we could fight over Pride and Prejudice adaptations, but I've only seen the Keira Knightley movie, so...
Colin Firth is where it's at.
I'm going to watch it at some point.
The person who plays the main character, whose name I cannot remember. I should have done research. She's a very good actress. Well.
Okay.
I haven't seen it in a while. I went... I took a Jane Austen class while I was in Scotland on my semester abroad. And then when I got back in the winter, my mom and I watched like every single adaptation known to mankind of every Jane Austen book. It was fun.
Okay.
She owns most of them, so it wasn't tough to find them. She actually owns three versions of Pride and Prejudice, and the third one was, I think, from the 70s, potentially, that the BBC did. And like, they clearly did not have like a big budget because all of the shots were, you know, indoors and like suspiciously on the same indoor set. And like when they were dancing, there would be like two extras. But the acting was actually like top notch. And I thought the casting was really good. So that is actually a version that I would argue is worth watching, even though it's probably like third tier compared to how popular the other ones are.
Yeah.
Definitely had the lowest budget. Under $1 million, I'm guessing.
Probably.
$25 maybe. And lunch pounds for the act.
Don't be ridiculous.
I was translating it for our American listeners.
Okay.
£25 is way higher than their budget.
Yeah.
It was like £10. Anyway. So yeah, adaptations. Don't be silly and pretend like the book is always better.
True.
Sometimes it is.
Sometimes it is.
It isn't. Oftentimes they are just two very separate works of art that are related and have an intertextual connection. But
like The Shining.
Like The Shining. And you can enjoy both of them separately.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to spend all your life comparing them.
Yep.
The end. I feel like we delivered a nice moral there. Or I did.
It was a spiel.
Yeah. That's my spiel for the day.
I was going to disagree with you just to be contrary, but
I could say something that you could disagree with.
Okay.
I hate the 2005 version of Pride and Prejudice.
It's but you awful. Don't.
I know. I know. I just watched it the other day. That was one where they did... We don't have any time. I should shut up. But that was one where they did a very good... job, I think, of condensing a long, complicated plot into a short film while still having it make sense.
But, yeah.
I mean, yeah. Compared to the 1995 version. Anyway, we should go. but thank you for listening to us ramble.
Yes.
Thank you for letting us speak words into your ears. Don't give me that look, Ella.
Oh, boy. You will hear us next week.
See you next week.
They won't see us, Amanda.
Are you implying that I've done this to you before?
Yes, I am.
Okay, fair enough.
Every single week.
Fair enough. Okay, anyway, thanks for listening to the spoken words.
Yes.
Peace.